Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis is just 2 days away. Patriots and Eagles fans from the Northeast and beyond are arriving there, and they carry with them luggage, love for their teams, and a lot of strong opinions about the way others view their respective fan bases. WBUR's Martin Kessler reports from the Twin Cities.
Patriots fans and Eagles fans come to Minneapolis with big reputations. First, there are the New England fans, who will proudly tell you their team has won 5 and counting Super Bowls.
Yeah, I'm arrogant. I mean, I follow one of the best teams in history. Why would I be humble?
That's Tory Dean, a lifelong Pats fan who grew up in Chicago.
People love to hate on the Patriots because their team's not as good as ours.
And then there are the infamously rowdy Philadelphia fans, who once booed Santa Claus. Eagles fans drew national attention nearly 2 weeks ago during the NFC Championship weekend. Some of them started fires, climbed Crisco-greased poles, and hurled beer cans at opposing fans. Chris Johnson is an Eagles supporter from Wisconsin. He says Patriots fans are different from Eagles backers.
From what I've seen, they're actually more normal, more calm, and nice.
And you're saying this as an Eagles fan?
Yes, yes.
So why are Eagles fans rowdier than their New England counterparts? If anyone knows, it would be Chris Long. The Philadelphia defensive end played for the Patriots last season.
New England, that fan base is amazing. They got reason to be excited every year. But in Philly, they've been through thick and thin, and they're really excited about, you know, this team having an opportunity to do something that no team's done.
Indeed, the Eagles are 0-2 in the Super Bowl. Their most recent appearance in the game was in 2005, and they lost to the Patriots. Philadelphia's 4 major sports franchises have combined for just 1 championship since 1984. In that same time, Boston teams won 12 titles. And to be fair, some Eagles fans take umbrage with the suggestion they're an aggressive bunch.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, we're the ones that booed Santa. I get that. But the thing is not every Eagles fan is like that.
That's John Strumke, a lifelong Eagles fan who lives in Wisconsin. He's checking out the attractions in downtown Minneapolis, proudly wearing an Eagles hat and sweatshirt, and feeling like he has to be on his best behavior.
I do. In fact, my wife actually over here is like, do not do anything. We actually passed by the Mary Tyler Moore statue, and I'm like, oh, I want to put my hat on that so bad. She's like, don't do it, don't do it. I'm like, I'm not going to.
Some Patriots fans also take issue with their reputation, like Laz Tarko from Windsor Locks, Connecticut.
Arrogant? Us? No way!
No, we're awesome. We understand we're the best, and that puts an air about us. But, you know, I've been there for as a 39-year season ticket holder. I remember the 1-15 seasons and the 2-14 seasons. So we have a reason to be proud these days.
So how do Minnesotans, whose Vikings were recently trounced by the Eagles in the NFC Championship, feel about the two fan bases coming to town? Most said they would welcome them with kindness, even the Philadelphia fans. Meanwhile, Joan Potter from Woodbury, Minnesota, isn't distinguishing between Patriots and Eagles supporters.
You know, the East Coast, no offense, East Coast people are pretty rude.
So are you worried about having, you know, these East Coast fans coming into your city?
No, because I think the cold weather is going to scare them right back into their hotel room.
Indeed, on recent nights it has been pretty quiet on the streets of downtown Minneapolis, but that should change as the Super Bowl gets closer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martin Kessler in St. Paul, Minnesota.